Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're flying with Darren Griffin. He's the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Darren Griffin. He is president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Sam. It's great to be here.
Well, you are very welcome. Sorry it's taken so long. So I want to start out with $1 billion. That is what the airport is spending to refurbish, upgrade. Tell us what you've accomplished so far and what is to come.
Sure. Well, that is a big number, and I'll talk a little bit more about where all that money comes from. But we're excited. The More R&O program is our billion-dollar redevelopment and modernization program for an airport that really it's time to do that. The first big accomplishment has been reached, which 2 weeks ago we opened the expanded ticketing hall, which is an area, kind of the front door to the airport. It's really important that it be a great first and last impression. We needed a lot more room out there, and so customers that come in now can see a much larger facility, brighter, more open, better for airline queuing up to drop your bags or your golf clubs or skis or whatever you may have with you, and there's much more to come.
Let's talk about that. So concourses. So you're going to refurbish the two concourses that actually exist now, right? So are you expanding them for larger aircraft? What is the purpose?
Sure. We are actually replacing both of those concourses. Both concourses, B and C, as our customers know them, opened in 1980, a really big project in 1980 to go from no gates to 22 gates.
Right.
It is 43 years ago that that happened, and we know by the time we are done with this program, they'll both be about 50 years old. They're really at the end of their useful life. And so we went through a planning study and really determined it was time to replace them both. We need a few more gates and mostly just larger gates for bigger aircraft, more people waiting to get on board the aircraft. And so that is where we're going next, which is in the design phase presently. And so we will do them one at a time because the challenge with airport construction is we have to stay open and everybody needs to be able to fly in and fly out, and so we will start with Concourse B, and we will build a new one right next to it, and then tear it down.
Okay.
So it'll be a whole new concourse on both sides of the airport there.
Okay, so just from a practical point of view, Will you be able to keep both sides, both gates on either side of the current concourses open while you're building the new concourse? Is there enough distance available?
It is challenging. So what we will do is close kind of the outboard of each concourse, and we will take that space and we'll build a completely new concourse. And so we will go down, I think, 6 to 7 gates. And we can do that. It's a little bit tighter for the aircraft to get in and out, but we've kind of modeled that out, and we will live with less gates. And so customers that are in the new, in Concourse B, will look out the windows and see a new one being built right next door. And then one night we will cut it all over, and people will go into the new concourse, and we will immediately start really demolition on the existing Concourse B. And then we'll reverse that process and do it on the other side. It takes almost 5 years to get through all of that and keep the airport open and operating and all the flights available that our customers need.
All right, and this is at a time of tremendous growth for the airport. I mean, you're having record months after record months.
We just had really a 15-year high early in 2024, January, February. We saw the biggest passenger numbers we've seen since 2008. And the customer has changed. A lot more of our customers now live in Northern Nevada, Reno, Sparks, Tahoe, wherever it is. You know, 15 years ago, 70% of our customers lived somewhere else. And so when they came back to the airport, they were going home. Now it's 60-40, it's 55-45. Many of our customers live here, and so they use the airport differently. So we need bigger gates, we have bigger airplanes utilizing the airport, and so all of that really kind of led to this pretty big decision to tear them both down and build something more modern and bigger and better than we've seen before.
All right, so that leads to the obvious question. Who pays for it, and how is it paid for?
I'm glad you asked that, because $1 billion, right, is a really big number.
And it is a big number.
You know, the program is made up of one federal funding, and so we compete with other airports for federal dollars through the FAA, and we are in that process right now. We have already received our first $7 million grant through the efforts of our bipartisan legislation, right? So Senator Jackie Rosen and Congressman Amaday and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, all of them worked hard for us to get that first $7 million. We need a lot more than that, and so we do think we will get more. We are right now a debt-free airport, which is great. We would all love to be debt-free, right?
Yes, yes.
Most airports aren't debt-free, though. Debt is how airports really fund infrastructure. We issue revenue-backed bonds. We will issue several $100 million worth of bonds, and we've started that process now. One of the other projects I haven't talked about yet is the Ground Transportation Center. That is a public-private partnership. So that's $300 million that's not our money.
Okay, so
that's money.
Taking the rent-a-cars like we do to
yes.
Harry Reid
yes.
and moving it to another location. And so that'll free up space in the parking garage right now, because you desperately need additional parking because of all this growth.
As I sit here right now, I've just received an alert that we're in overflow parking again, which just means that we're struggling to find places to park everybody who's using the airport. The rental car center in the existing garage uses 600 spaces, which is
wow.
a significant amount.
Sure.
To get that back will be a huge help to us. Right now, the plan is to have everybody to follow a covered walkway out of baggage claim. You'll just walk to the new Ground Transportation Center, about a 600-foot walk. We studied this pretty hard, too, and we know customers don't want to get in a shuttle bus or a train to go get their rental car. And so it is a short walk. It's a facility three times the size of what we have now, and that's how strong the rental car market is in Northern Nevada. It's the best way to get around to a lot of our region, and they need a lot more space than they have today. So we're excited for that project as well.
Yeah, and in talking to rental car companies over the last couple of years, I mean, their prices equate just how busy they are, and it's been amazing to see the growth in that. And I presume that you're going to have all kinds of covering to get people from one place to the other, because in the summer it's pretty darn hot, and in the winter it's pretty darn snowy.
It is, and so it will be a covered walkway. It won't be heated or cooled, but it will protect everybody from the rain, the snow, the wind, and you know there'll be some public art in there, and we're trying to make that walk as short as possible and also really easy for folks that are in, you know, have a different level of mobility. We see lots of different levels now of people with mobility impairments, and we want to be super easy to use as an airport. And so that 600-foot walk or roll or however you get there will hopefully be really easy for the customer, and that is where they will access any form of ground transportation. So Uber and Lyft are really popular again. All of the shuttles that our resort properties use, taxis, or the rental cars themselves, all of that will be in one easy-to-find location.
Okay, and that will definitely simplify things for everybody. Yes. You know, one of the things that airports are always trying to do is have the lowest landing fees to be able to attract the most airlines. How are you doing with that?
You know, it is a struggle, I will tell you. You're right in that airlines watch airports for fees, and we're very transparent on what it costs. The airlines, by and large part, pay for the airfield maintenance. We are competitive with other airports, and that's really what we measure ourselves by. Not necessarily Los Angeles or New York, but really comparable airports to Reno Tahoe, which would be Spokane, you know, Tucson, Boise, airports that are similar in size to us. We measure our landing fees, our terminal rental rate, and all of that is kind of the picture that airlines look at in terms of what's it cost to operate at an airport. We also know, though, that when you look at a pie chart of what it costs to operate an airline, the airport slice of that is you almost can't see it. Their costs really are driven by pilots and all salaries for labor, the airplanes themselves, and of course, fuel is a huge driver of airline cost. Nonetheless, it's our job to be cost competitive as much as we can. When you go borrow a bunch of money, the rates do go up, but we share that. We have a 10-year forecast with the airlines, and we would not be doing what we're doing right now if the airlines didn't support it. They see this as a growing region that they will want to fly more to here in the years ahead, and they need a bigger and more modern airport for them to really provide the customer experience that they want to provide as well when you're flying on whatever airline you choose. So it's a partnership.
And you're seeing this with airports all around the country. You know, we flew in and out of New York recently, and it's amazing to see some of the improvements at what were really horrible airports that are now beautiful properties. The economic development portion of this has been huge. I mean, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has had to have been a big player in attracting people to live here permanently, as well as lots of executives flying in and out.
Absolutely, and that is a story that we are sharing with a lot of airlines, and that we've well known as a resort destination, whether it's here in Reno Sparks area or Lake Tahoe. What the airlines aren't as familiar with is everything that is happening in the lithium loop, as it's called, or the battery belt. And as recently as last week, I was in Atlanta with our partners explaining to Delta leadership what's happening in that space. We have a lot more travelers and customers that are flying for business now, an emerging business. And so they're very interested in that. Of course, the business traveler has more of a desire to maybe pay some higher fares for business class or first class. And so those are things that are attractive to airlines, and it's a changing economic story here in Northern Nevada. And part of our job working with the RSCVA and EDON is to go together and share that story and make sure the airlines see the value proposition that is really increasing here in our market.
Are there airlines in particular that you could name that you would love to see coming into the airport?
We have 10 airlines right now, which is really great for any community our size. All the legacy airlines that everybody's familiar with, along with, you know, Spirit Airlines was a new entrant a year and a half ago, and they've continued to increase their service. There's always a few more that we would like, right? The appetite is never completely full. Mostly, though, our focus right now is on the airlines that we have and growing their presence here. All of our what we call signatory airlines, so that is Alaska, Southwest, Delta, United, American, they have signed up to be here for at least 10 years, and they signed that contract last year, which is a really significant investment for an airline to make in a market our size, that they're going to fly here for a minimum of 10 years, they're going to lease space, and so really our air service strategy starts with them, and that for that commitment that you've made, how can we work with you to get more routes, more frequencies, larger aircraft, whatever it is that our market can entice them, That is our first priority. And there are, of course, a few airlines out there that we always want to see more service. Breeze is a new one, Avilo, Frontier has been in and out of our market, Allegiant has been in and out, and some of those carriers are, they make pretty quick decisions on markets they want to be in. And so there's a lot of different airline mindsets. We try and figure out where we're at on their radar and how we can take advantage of an opportunity of a growing market like ours.
Volaris came in a few years ago.
Yes.
Are we seeing any more interest in international travel? And I know that one of the problems was from the customs side. Has that gotten any better in terms of resolution?
It has not gotten better. Volaris is doing really well. First and foremost, they fly 5 days a week, the nonstop to Guadalajara. Every day that flight seems like it's full. They would like to fly 7 days a week, and they would like to potentially see if there are more markets that we could serve. The challenge is Customs and Border Protection officers. As has been widely reported, many of them have been deployed to the border or the gateway airports. And so, you know, we're competing with San Francisco or Los Angeles for those officers. We have four assigned here in Reno. Seems like a really small number. We would love to grow that. We're in frequent communication with our area port director. We have a good partnership with Customs. And of course, if they're working here, they would love to see more flights too. So Canada and Mexico continue to be areas that we think there are opportunities for us in the months and years ahead. Getting additional officers will continue to be a challenge, but that's something we can work on with our congressional delegation. They have requested 1,000 additional officers to be funded at the national level. We'll see if that gets anywhere, and if it does, if we can just get a couple of those, that really creates opportunities for us to increase the Mexico service and maybe get Canada going too.
Yeah, because I mean, Canada was a player in this marketplace. One of the things, and I have to share this with you, because we've not really spoken before, is that I love organizations like airports, RTCs, because you have to think out 30 plus years. And now you're talking about concourses that are going to be 50 years old before they're replaced. So it's actually in reality, potentially up to 50 years. So what do you see with what's coming down the pike with all these additional business parks, if we can get this lands bill passed?
Yes.
Where do you see Reno Sparks in terms of the airport in 10, 20, 30 years down the road?
Well, that's a great question, because it is our job to really think that far down the
right.
road. And much of what we're doing right now in the More R&O program, which will take us until 2029 or 2030, is really the airport that Northern Nevada needs in the 2030s. And hopefully the 2040s, but at the growth here, it's hard to know if 10 years from now, there may be another group of leaders trying to figure out how they grow this airport some more. Airport infrastructure takes a long time to do. It's very expensive because you have to keep the airport open and operating. The concourses, the ground transportation center, the roadway work, the ticketing hall, all of that is designed to meet the customer needs through the 2030s into the 2040s, and hopefully even further than that, because we do see growth. You know, when we talk about customs officers or temporary, you know, impairments to growth, we do believe it to be just that, temporary. And Mexico will be a growing market for Northern Nevada.
It has to be.
Yeah. And so will Canada. Vancouver, Calgary, lithium, natural products, business travel, leisure travel, all of that is going to continue to grow, along with the growth of the population in our region. So we know we have to be able to handle more customers than we do now, significantly more. So that is the purpose of this infrastructure modernization program, that if we don't do it now, they will be so far behind in 2031, they may never catch up. And so that really is the goal, is that forward-looking vision, knowing that in all economic cycles, there are peaks and valleys, but the tide is rising here in Northern Nevada, and we see it, and the airlines see it, or they wouldn't have signed up for a 10-year airline agreement here.
Right, and demographers know that there are going to be dips as well as rises.
Of course.
But the long-term outlook, they seem to hit it pretty well. Let's take a break. We'll come back more, and we'll talk about the Reno Airport after this time out.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power.
you can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Darren Griffin. He is president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. People don't realize that one of the major things that airplanes do is carry cargo. How big is the cargo business in Northern Nevada?
You know, historically, cargo business has been pretty strong here. Geographically, we're well positioned. We're a long ways from lots of other markets, right? And so air cargo has been important. After COVID, though, we've, as an industry, seen a significant decrease in air cargo being traveled. People kind of returned to some of the in-person shopping. We kind of got into the habit during the pandemic of wanting everything in 24 hours from our phone. And there was a steep decline. And we are still, I would say, towards the bottom of that trough right now in that air cargo is trying to figure out what its future is. Are people going to kind of go back into that online, I want it tomorrow mode, or are we going to kind of settle back into where we were pre-COVID?
Okay, well, and that's, you raise fascinating issues there. Are you where you were pre-COVID at this point, or are you still going back down toward that?
We are still, I would say, more than 10% below where we were pre-COVID. So I think we're at the bottom right now, and we'll start to see some growth in air cargo, start to recapture some of that. There's also, you know, industry changes, businesses come and go, and air cargo is not just Federal Express or UPS. It's also carried by our mainline carriers, you know, United, Southwest,
right.
Delta. They carry belly cargo, and so we're also hearing from them that they are seeing less than they used to.
Did that surprise you?
We've been surprised at just how much it has fallen off. You would expect a lot of things to kind of stabilize after COVID. And this air cargo is the one area where it's like, what is the future there? Because the passengers came roaring back. We grew faster than almost any airport in the country outside of maybe Florida. Everybody wanted their trips after being locked down for a year. But they stopped the online buying or really slowed it down. So I'm not sure, I don't think any of us are, of what it really holds for the future for air cargo. We know it's always going to be some important element here. We're a long ways from other markets. And so we'll just kind of play that by ear and see what happens and kind of flex our planning based on the long-term outlook for air cargo.
All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back more with Darren Griffin. He's the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority after this timeout.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project. adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Turn your clunker into a caddy during the Cadillac and Cash giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Weekly cash drawings including $5,000 cash and one top prize of $10,000. Win the grand prize of a Cadillac CT4 or $40,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Darren Griffin. He is the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. And I do want you to know I have 1,000 more questions, so please come back soon.
Okay? Absolutely.
The biggest event of the year, Burning Man?
Yes, sir. We're expecting probably another 25,000 air travel customers. That's what we had last summer. It grows a little bit more each year. The airlines actually add extra flights for Burning Man, and it keeps us pretty busy. It is our busiest week to 10 days of the entire year at the airport.
And it's amazing because well before your tenure, people in Northern Nevada were real iffy about Burning Man and the kind of people it attracted. And now everybody from Walmart on up to the airport have figured out, hey, this is a really good business plan.
It is a signature event for this region, and I've been impressed since I got here at the enthusiasm and positivity around it. And we really embrace it at the airport. They're important customers, and we want them to have a great experience, and we're looking forward to this year as well.
I thank you for being here. Please come back soon. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can catch us online 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can download the podcast wherever you like to get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.